This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Electrons don't stop at state borders. That's a lesson that states like Montana have already learned in the past and will continue to learn in the future as we examine the adequacy of our power grid. What that means is that even though Montana is, in total, a state that on most days produces significantly more electricity than we use, shortfalls and price spikes in other states can put the squeeze on us. The way that we regulate our two electric utilities, Northwestern Energy and the Montana Dakota Utilities, doesn't always recognize that. The problem becomes more acute as we move into an era where all along the Western grid that we share with other states, excess capacity is getting scarcer. Is the utility's plan to meet power needs in the coming years adequate? Northwestern and MDU don't get passing grades on their plans unless the regulator says yes. But even if those plans are rock solid, inadequate resources in the rest of the region, or even the rest of Montana served by co-ops, could put all customers in a very uncomfortable place. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.